NPR's business news starts with Toshiba waving the white flag.
Toshiba has officially given up its effort to make its next-generation DVD technology the industry standard. Today in Tokyo, the company announced it will no longer manufacture DVD players or recorders using the HD-DVD format. The winner in the struggle to supply technology to the $24 billion home video market goes to Sony's Blu-ray technology. And from Tokyo, Lucy Kraft has more.
The war between Toshiba and Sony for control of the next-generation DVD format was protracted, fierce, and costly. Observers estimate that each side spent hundreds of millions of dollars in recent years to gain allies in Hollywood, to win over electronics chains, and to woo consumers. The industry hasn't seen an all-out struggle like this since Sony's Betamax format went up against Matsushita's VHS in the 1980s. Martin Schultz with the Fujitsu Research Institute says Sony's Betamax defeat stiffened its resolve to ensure that its Blu-ray format prevailed.
So they didn't want to see another embarrassment like the Betamax problem.
But the battle between Sony's Blu-ray and Toshiba's HD-DVD formats was not deja vu. For one thing, Sony allied with its former VHS arch-rival Matsushita, also known as Panasonic. And while Betamax's defeat to VHS was mourned as a triumph of marketing over superior technology, this time around, the technical merits of the competing formats were closely matched, says David Rubenstein of the brokerage Jefferies Japan.
The technology is, it's debatable which one's better. Sony had the alliance with Matsushita, it had the Sony studio in Hollywood, and it had the PS3.
In other words, Sony's PlayStation 3 video game console. As part of its efforts to make Blu-ray the standard, it installed Blu-ray technology into its video game consoles, reaching a huge base of consumers. Analysts say that business strategy was one of the decisive factors in Sony's favor. For NPR News, this is Lucy Kraft in Tokyo.